The story of Simon and Garfunkel. Part 2.
Gleichgehe hat man ja darüber geschwärt, dass den Album Wednesday Morning 3 AM eigentlich ein Misserfolg war. Jedenfalls am Anfang. Dadurch haben sich Simon und Garfunkel auch getrennt. Mehr im Jahr 1965 als The Sound of Silence immer mehr oft bei den Radiostationen zu Boston, Massachusetts und auch zu Miami gelaufen. Dadurch hat Tom Wilson, der Songproduzent, stark remixiert, das heißt elektrische Instrumente und Trommeln mit den originalen Spuren vermischt. Denn Paul Simon und Nat Garfunkel gaufen recht normal zum Mix informiert. Single gouf am September 1965 veröffentlicht. Der Song hat den 1. Januar 1966 platziert an der Billboard Hot 100 erreicht. Lied war ein Top 10 Hit auf viele Länder weltweit. Allgemein als klassischer Folk-Rock-Song berücksichtigt, gouf Lied an National Recording Registry an der Library of Congress zusammen mit dem Rest vom Sounds of Silence Album am Jahr 2012 abgeholt, weil es kulturell, historisch und ästhetisch wichtig war. Wir lauschen also nur die zwei Versionen ein Kehr an. Wie teicht, ein Stück von der 1964er Version und dann die Remixten aus dem Jahr 1965.
Hello darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, it split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dare said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered in the sounds of silence. Hello darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light to split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echoing the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering.
Den Erfolg von The Sound of Silence hat dazu geführt, dass ein Duo sich vereint hat und direkt am Dezember vom selben Jahr ein neues Album gezaubert hat, und zwar mit dem Titel Sound of Silence. Zusätzlich zu der Version von The Sound of Silence enthält es auch noch eine neue Version vom Song Wednesday Morning 3 AM, den auch schon im ersten Album war. Das Album gauf am März 1966 an den USA herausgebracht. Auch enthalten auf diesem Album Richard Corey, basierend auf einem Gedicht von Edwin Arlington Robinson.
They say that Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be,
Richard Corey. It really gave to charity. He had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. I can hear the soft breathing of the girl that I love as she lies here beside me, asleep with the night. And a hair in a fine mist floats on my pillow, reflecting the glow of the winter moonlight. But I've got to creep down the alleyway, fly down the highway. Before they come to catch me, I'll be gone somewhere they can't find me. Oh baby, you don't know what I've done. I've committed a crime, I've broken the law. While you were here sleeping and just dreaming of me, I held up and robbed a liquor store. But I've got to creep down the alleyway, fly down the highway. Before they come to catch me, I'll be gone somewhere they can't find me. Oh, my life seems unreal, my crime an illusion, a scene badly written in which I must play. And though it puts me up tight to leave you, I know it's not right to leave you. The morning is just a few hours away, but I've got to creep down the alleyway, fly down the highway. Before they come to catch me, I'll be gone somewhere they can't find me.
D'Albumversion vun Sounds of Silence a Großbritannien hat en zusätzlech Lied, nämlich Homeward Bound, dat am Mai 1966 als Single an den USA rauskomm ass. Homeward Bound gouf dem Simon an dem Garfunkel hiren echten Top 10 Hit an England.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me. The movies and the factories and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Von diesem Album gibt es doch noch ein Lied, das ihr doch kennt, und zwar I'm a Rock.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. From my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never.